How much do I have time to reach over there? We don't know, maybe just tonight. So it's a hopeless situation, is it? Okay, we walk towards each other, me and beloved. Guess what? His timing, he doesn't need time. Distance doesn't exist for him. Whenever he wishes, he is here. So I count on this one. I confess to my shortcoming and my limited effort. That's what it is. Understand that all I can do means all Rumi expects me to understand and do means the thing that Rumi spent 15 years to explain to people that do this. This is just the little part of it. The major part is that one. Because love is the magic that is coming from there. It's not being created here. So I have to be lucky as well. But should I worry? I'm getting lucky every single moment. I give up the breath, they give me another one. And another one. And another one. So why should I worry? This is the trick here. This is the trick that you will understand the uselessness of a human effort if you understand the other part of it. We talk about this later, we will challenge you, because we know when we talk like this, that intelligence of you will stand and say, oh, so whatever I do is useless, so why should I do anything? Everything could be done by him, right? When he comes, he's here. Why should I do anything? Why? Really? Is there any reason for me to do something? I know that my effort is silly. Because the beloved said, try hard. That's why I try. I don't try hard to succeed. I'm trying to please him. When I understand my beloved wants me to do something, how do I understand that? You tell me. No nonsense, please. No religious stuff. How do I know? Rumi said it's simple. He gave you hand. When they give you hand, means do something. If you call someone at home and someone from the road and you will give a groom to that fellow, Rumi said, you clean up. I have the instrument, he gave me the instrument, therefore I use it to please him. I use the present, which is a gift from him, to please him. And guess what? He will give me the next one. And I use that next one to please him. And please him. I don't need to be pleased. You know why? My joy comes from pleasing him. This is the state of being in love. If you are a logical person, you don't get it. This is another kind of logic, because I want to please my beloved. So my joy is surrendering to my beloved. That is state of surrender which is in the lover. Everybody notices. Everybody knows this is good, but nobody wishes for it. Everybody wishes for the opposite, right? Being loved. We all try to be the beloved. We forget the joy is in the lover. We are here to become lovers. The first thing to love is... What is the first thing to love here in this universe? You notice that he is coming in me and changing everything. Me and I, me, will be eliminated, non-existence, then it's we. Because he doesn't come only in me. He could come in any one of you. Which one of you? Am I the judge of that? Of course not. I don't know you. I hear it from him who say, I go in everyone. So I love everyone. Because everyone is the potential of that. Of course I'll see the people that it hasn't happened yet. Over there I have pity. Not hatred. I have pity and say, it hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. And mainly remember, I'm not counting on my personal effort, right? So, do I notice your personal effort? What you do? When mine doesn't count, yours doesn't count. This counts only. That's why this we is the place for him to come. Everything is an empty place. A potential. Yes?
Bemoaning and moist-eyed like the water wheel, that green herbs may spring up from the courtyard of your soul.
This is something that you don't get it because you forgot all the agricultural attitude of the human beings, especially this turning wheel. Chakadulavi. Moaning and moist like water well. Okay, water well is not the right word because there are different kinds of water wells. But the main thing about the water well is they do some special noise because of the. I don't know why, I cannot explain it in English. Anyhow, it will make a noise which looks like someone in pain saying something like that. Yeah. But he said, look at that one, which is moaning always, but bringing the water and making everything to green and that is spring to happen. Be like that. I mean, be noisy, but do the work, the water. Yes?
If you desire tears, have mercy on one who sheds tears. If you desire mercy, show mercy to the weak.
Could you argue with that? What was that? It was a good saying, okay, and you will forget it tomorrow. But let's see something in it that you will remember it. What was that all about? That if you want to be pitied upon, have pity on the others, means what?
You'll reap what you sow.
There is a we. Everything is happening in that we. You are a part of we. If you're working with this we, everything is harmonic. If not, you're out of tune. So think about we instead of I. That's the change. Let's see the end of the story. Let this king be dead, then we go happy.
How the fire reproached the Jewish king. The king turned his face to the fire, saying, O fierce-tempered one, where is thy world-consuming natural disposition? How art thou not burning? What has become of thy specific property? Or has thy intention changed because of our fortune? Thou hast no pity even on the fire worshipper. How has he been saved who does not worship thee? Never, O fire, art thou patient. How burnst thou not? What is it? Hast thou not the power? Is this a spell, I wonder, that blinds the eye or the mind? How does such a lofty flame not burn? Has someone bewitched thee? Or is it magic? Or is it thy unnatural behavior from our fortune?
Isn't this all you're thinking when something doesn't go your way?